travelers. The Department of Homeland Security remains partially shut down, and there are shortages among Transportation Security Administration staffers. NPR's Windsor Johnston has more.
Travel analysts say uncertainty is creating headaches for passengers at airports. That can mean long waits at security checkpoints and even travelers missing flights. Airline industry analyst Henry Hartfelt says the travel system was already under pressure from several factors at once.
Between higher jet fuel prices and thus higher fares, airlines having to scramble potentially to rearrange flight schedules, and the problems stemming from DHS, the airline industry right now is like a brittle piece of glass. It could fracture at any moment.
He says when passengers miss flights because of long security lines, airlines are scrambling to find seats on planes that are often already nearly full. Windsor Johnston, NPR News.
On Wall Street, all the major indices are down more than 1%. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the Lilly Endowment, a private foundation supporting NPR's coverage of religion and spirituality. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. Clara Schumann's Variations on a Theme by her husband, Robert Schumann, here on KPR, pianist Angela Chang. Good morning. I'm Destiny. Thanks for being here with me this morning. I know we have had some piano back-to-back. Well, here's why. In 1891, Clara Schumann actually performed Brahms's Variations on a Theme by Haydn, and it was her last public concert. So, of course, you know, I didn't have a recording of her because that was 1891. So we listened to who we heard last hour, but I thought I would honor her last performance by playing something that she wrote. And Schumann actually, as you know, wrote a lot. We get to hear his Spring Symphony because I just know spring is going to be here to stay. Fingers crossed, indeed. I thought it'd be nice to hear from some winds in honor of the Kansas wind. Just kidding. Actually, this is a really fun second suite by Gustav Holst, and I've got the North Texas Wind Symphony playing it. It's about 10 minutes. Enjoy on KPR. Holst's second suite here on Kansas Public Radio, played for you by the North Texas Wind Symphony. Oh, I'm Destiny. Thanks for being here with me this hour on Kansas Public Radio. We opened with Clara Schumann's Variations on a Theme by her husband Robert, and Robert's Spring Symphony is coming up, and he was inspired by his marriage to Clara. It's very lovely. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia, and support for classical music here on KPR comes from the Lead Center and KU School of Music, presenting KU Jazz Ensemble with guest Ingrid Jensen on trumpet Thursday, April 2nd at 7:30 p.m. Tickets at lead.ku.edu and the Blue Collar Press. Blue Collar Press has been helping businesses, musicians, and artists, big and small, turn ideas into promotional merchandise for 20 years. More information is at bluecollarpress.com. All righty, Robert Schumann's Spring Symphony. It's based on the last line of a poem, "In the valley, spring begins to bloom." So beautiful and inspired by the composer's springtime of life after marrying his wife, Clara. It's with George Zell and the Cleveland Orchestra, Schumann Symphony No. 1, Spring, on KPR. Schumann Symphony No. 1, Spring, here on Kansas Public Radio, George Zell and the Cleveland Orchestra. One of the brighter and sunnier things Schumann wrote, I think. He wrote it inspired after marrying his wife, Clara. I'm Destiny. Thanks for being here with me this hour. I've got another hour of music coming up for you. I'm actually opening next hour with one of my favorite things of all time, Copland's Simple Gifts, sung by William Warfield, and it's got Aaron Copland at the piano. It's so nice. In fact, that reminds me, it's so nice that I'm playing a great quartet version of it next weekend, March 22nd. somewhat close to Lawrence, so if any of you want to come out and meet me, there's a way you can. 3 p.m. Sunday, March 22nd. You can just Google me online and find my concert info. It would be fun to meet some of you. I believe we're calling it Quartet Rodeo. Lots of fun music, indeed. Speaking of rodeos, we'll also have music by Dvorak. And I have music by Dvorak next hour. And also, it's Thursday. And you know from my evening shows that I always used to play tango on Thursdays, calling it Tango Thursday. Well, I've got some tango next hour about freedom. I do indeed. And more Copland music, Canticle of Freedom. So like I said, lots of good things next hour. Temperatures are on their way up today and tomorrow, and I'm hoping we'll get into the 60s today, maybe in Lawrence. It might be a little cooler to the east. We shall see. Fingers crossed. Thanks for being here and listening to Kansas Public Radio. More good music coming up for you, so don't go anywhere.
The U.S. has long tried to combat gender-based violence worldwide, but much of that came to an end with the Trump administration's slashing of foreign aid last year.
They never said violence against women was okay. It was just getting rid of anything that made a reference to gender.
I'm Ilse Chang, the ripple effects of aid cuts on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered is here for you weekdays on KPR from 3 to 7 with Laura Lorson. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. And support for news on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. And the LEAD Center, welcoming the Bill T. Jones Arnie Zane Company, a group that has shaped contemporary dance over the last 40 years. Tuesday, March 31st, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. It is 11:01. NPR News is up next, and then more music here on KPR.
For this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 526 points, or more than 1%, at 46,890. From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Bayer. Bayer is dedicated to delivering breakthroughs that save lives and feed the world using the scientific process. Learn more at sciencedelivers.com. This is Kansas Public Radio. That is just the best. Love that. Copland's Simple Gifts. Copland there at the piano himself with William Warfield, the baritone, here on Kansas Public Radio. Happy 11 a.m. hour. I am Destiny. Glad you're listening to music with me this morning. I hope you're all having a fine morning and enjoying the sunshine. We've got a little more Copland coming up at around 11:40, something to do with freedom, and that is the hint for the tango that I will feature on this Tango Thursday that we're bringing back from the evening shows. Right now, something that goes along in the Copland spirit, Dvorak. Dvorak visited America. He was in Iowa for a while and loved music, native folk music, and just wrote some really wonderful things. This is his first piano quartet, Piano Quartet Number 1, Dvorak, and I've got the Ames Piano Quartet playing for us right now on KPR. Dvorak Piano Quartet Number 1 here on Kansas Public Radio. That was the Ames Piano Quartet. I am Destiny, and if you like Dvorak, you'll get to hear more next hour in the noon hour with Jeff Watson, who is in from 12 to 3, plus a beautiful rhapsody for harp, an Austrian festival march, and a whole lot more. Again, that's 12 to 3. I am Destiny. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio, where we are 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan, and support for classical music on KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, presenting There's Just Something About Kansas City, featuring Frank Bull and conversations with people shaping Kansas City. Sundays at 11:30 a.m. and Eagles Rest Natural Home, located in downtown Lawrence. Specializing in toxin-free, customizable, natural mattresses, bedding, and sustainably made furniture. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com. I promised you some tango about freedom. That will be coming up right after this canticle of freedom by Aaron Copland, who we'll hear from again. Gerard Schwartz is conducting the Seattle Symphony Orchestra and Chorus. It's now on KPR. Copland's Canticle of Freedom here on Kansas Public Radio. Gerard Schwartz conducting the Seattle Symphony Orchestra and Chorale. It's 53 degrees outside and sunny, and speaking of freedom, it's Thursday, bringing back some Tango Thursday for you. Do you know which tango, one of the most famous of all time, by Piazzolla, has to do with freedom? Liber Tango, but of course, and I have none other than Yo-Yo Ma on cello for you. It's right now on Kansas Public Radio. Piazzolla's Liber Tango here on KPR, Yo-Yo Ma on cello. It's Thursday, and I want to resurrect Tango Thursday. I hope you liked that. But here's a little more classical music just to get you back in the mood for classical music. I like that. Rameau's The Joyful on KPR.
At Morning Edition from NPR News, we know you're busy, so we get straight to the point. We go to the people who have the facts, who know the story firsthand, and the decision makers, and we ask the tough questions.
So Bobby, bubble or no bubble?
Is the system ready?
Is that statement true?
Do they have a plan?
What's in the deal?
What does this mean then for elections in the fall?
Get to the point with us every weekday morning.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays on KPR from 5 to 9 a.m. with Matthew Algio. We are live, we're local, Kansas Public Radio, here for you from the University of Kansas, where we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. And support for news here on KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, located at 809 Massachusetts Street in Lawrence, Kansas, offering books, events, store cats, and more since 1987. Info and shopping at ravenbookstore.com, and Porter Cattle Company, raising cattle in the heart of wildcat country near Emporia. Richard Porter supports the variety of music heard on KPR and believes listeners' financial contributions are vital to continuing Kansas Public Radio's mission. I would agree. It's 12:01, NPR News up next, and then music on KPR.
News.
It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive. Progressive Commercial Auto Insurance protects the vehicles that work to keep small businesses moving forward, including protection while running errands and other tasks, at ProgressiveCommercial.com. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri since 1982, with a variety of environmental services from indoor air quality and mold services to energy audits and solar energy installation. More information at CromwellEnvironmental.com. The Vienna Philharmonic conductor John Elliott Gardiner with music by one Carl Michael Gierer, a little tune called The Festival Polonaise, on Kansas Public Radio. Good to be with you. I'm Jeff Watson. Some more classical music as we get into the afternoon hours. This noon hour brings us Judy Lohman, a harp virtuoso, performing a grand rhapsody later by composer Marcel Grandjeanne, the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra as well, and some famous symphonic variations composed by Antonin Dvorak. That's all a part of our noon hour. Classical music continues on a Thursday afternoon. We have with us next the ensemble Cantilena. Adrian Shepherd is the conductor. Some music by an English composer who lived during the time of Bach. Music by one Thomas Augustine Arne, one of the most influential English composers in the Baroque time and the author of the tune Rule Britannia. What we'll listen to is his Fourth Symphony in C minor, next on KPR. Some music there by one of the most prominent of the English composers of the Baroque time. Music by Thomas Augustine Arne and his Fourth Symphony in C minor with the Cantilena Ensemble, conducted by Adrian Shepherd on Kansas Public Radio. 12:25 now, and still to come in about 10 minutes' time, Symphonic Variations by Antonin Dvorak with the Baltimore Symphony. Still to come on KPR. Support for classical music comes from Theodore Lawrence, presenting The Cottage, a romantic farce with mistaken identities, secrets, and nonstop hilarity. Played March 13th through the 15th and 19th through the 22nd. Information at theodorelawrence.com. Right now for the KPR listening area, wind advisory is in effect until late this evening. We also have a red flag advisory for much of the KPR listening area, generally counties west of Douglas County. Long story short is it's going to be a very breezy day with winds from the southwest from 20 to 25 miles per hour with occasional 45 mile an hour wind gusts. A day like today is very dry and also very breezy, so you want to avoid altogether or at least take extreme precaution with any outdoor burning. We should have sunny skies and a high near 60 today, and tonight breezy, clear, and a low of about 40. We're in the company of harp virtuoso Judy Lohman next for a harp rhapsody by composer Marcel Grandjeanne on Kansas Public Radio. A rhapsody for harp composed by Marcel Grandjeanne, played by harpist Judy Lohman, today on Kansas Public Radio. It's 12:35 now. At the top of the hour, we'll have our next NPR News update. We've got classical music to enjoy until 3 p.m. There's also quite a bit of music to enjoy this evening at 7. It's Classics Live tonight at 7, and while tonight may not quite be the last night of the proms, we have something that's just as much fun. Classics Live has the concluding concert from the 2025 Sunflower Music Festival, with Joan Valletta directing the full orchestra with music by Mozart, Haydn, and Holst, plus the stirring Col Nidri Adagio for cello, harp, and orchestra. Join Cordelia Brown for Classics Live tonight at 7 with the last night of the Sunflower Music Festival. That's tonight on KPR. We have conductor Marin Alsop leading the Baltimore Symphony was something written by Antonín Dvořák in 1877 now. A collection of symphonic variations. These were all based on a Czech folk tune that went by the title of I Am a Fiddler. Dvořák's symphonic variations with the Baltimore Symphony on Kansas Public Radio. From Antonín Dvořák and music he wrote in 1877, Symphonic Variations, variations on an old Czech folk tune that went by the name of I Am a Fiddler. We listen to Marin Alsop conduct the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Just about 1 p.m. and just around the corner is our next NPR News update. Next hour of classical music brings us music from Richard Wagner's Die Meistersinger, an early piano quintet by Respighi, music by Elgar and Mendelssohn. Much more wonderful music is still to come here on a Thursday afternoon. On the KU campus, 53 degrees, sunny and breezy. A wind advisory in effect for the KPR listening area through this evening. The U.S.